I'm good. Let's do it.
Hello there. Can you believe we are at the end of August already? How was your summer? This is Mom Sipping Sangria. I'm Sheila Walsh with Anita Reynolds MacArthur. And over the past two seasons of Mom Sipping Sangria, Anita and I have been fortunate enough to chat with some amazing people over some very tasty sangria. Best of season one of Mom Sipping Sangria was last month. And this time we are doing our best of season two, featuring wine expert Natalie McLean. And even if you, don't indulge in wine yourself, understanding what wine works with, what dish for your guests, or perhaps as a gift for someone, is a great takeaway from her chat for sure. And we wrap it up with the one, the only, Erin Davis. Now, really, do we need to say anything else about Erin except she's always on point and great and funny?
All this ahead on the best of Mom Sipping Sangria Season 2. Cheers.
Cheers. Welcome to The Science of Healthy Weight Loss with Dr. Stanley K. Bernstein, a podcast that will demystify, deconstruct, and detail the journey to healthy weight loss and a healthier you. Dr. Bernstein has made it his life work to study the science of healthy weight loss. Hi, I'm Sheila Walsh. Time to sit at the kids' table. On this episode, the Ontario election. Hey, Renya.
Hi.
Hi. So I hear your school had an election today. Is that true?
Yes, it is true.
And it was grade 4 and 5. Is that true, Elle?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys know the three candidates that are running for the Premier of Ontario on June 7th. So can you guys tell me who they are?
Kathleen Wynne, the Liberal.
There is Doug Ford for the Conservatives.
Okay, and what's the last one?
Andrea Horvath, and she is for NDP.
Yeah. And Liv, do you know what the result of the election was? Who did the grade 4s and 5s decide to put into power?
Our school hasn't decided yet.
We voted last period, and then we left school.
This is the NSN Report for the week of July 11th, 2022. The National Health Service in England says it will begin using drones to do same-day delivery of chemotherapy drugs to patients in remote areas of the UK. The program, which will start its trial phase shortly, will especially help those who are immune compromised and those who can't afford the trip to collect life-saving medication. A spokesperson from NHS says delivering chemo drugs and other medications by drone not only helps people get the treatment they need as promptly as possible, but also cuts carbon emissions and costs. The son of the late Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins played a special tribute to his dad last week. 16-year-old Shane Hawkins joined local Laguna Beach band The Alive on stage to play drums on a cover of the Foo Fighters hit My Hero. Taylor Hawkins passed away just before a big show in Bogota, Colombia, back on March 25th. He was 50. Two tribute shows celebrating his memory are scheduled for September, one in London and the other in L.A. To Finland, where a town is using sand to store heat from renewable energies. The company behind the invention, Polar Night Energy, uses tens of thousands of cubic meters of sand heated from solar panels or wind turbines and stores it in huge silos. Those silos can retain the heated sand for months, providing home heating during the winter. The co-founder of Polar Night Energy says the innovation is a logical step towards combustion-free heat production. And finally, a new study published in the journal Science Advances says our sense of smell may play a bigger role than previously thought when it comes to our choice of friends. Researchers in Israel say their study found our nose knows if we're going to like someone, concluding there is indeed chemistry in social chemistry. And that's the NSN Report for the week of July 11th, 2022. Have a great day.